This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected growing international calls for a ceasefire unless it includes the release of all the nearly 240 hostages captured by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, in the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Netanyahu said the responsibility of any harm to civilians lies with Hamas. Israel will continue fighting in Gaza until Hamas is driven out of the territory.
Destroy Hamas. If you want security, destroy Hamas. If you want a future for Israel, the Palestinians, the Middle East, destroy Hamas.
Pushed to comment on if a deal for hostages may be in the making, the Prime Minister didn't want to divulge details.
Putting pressure on the Hamas leadership, that's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there.
Netanyahu said Israel had offered Gaza City's Shifa Hospital fuel to run generators, also to evacuate the hospitals, but they'd refused it, he says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. But hundreds of patients, including dozens of babies at risk of dying because of a lack of electricity, remained inside on Monday. The head of the World Health Organization says Shifa has been without water for 3 days and quote, is not functioning as a hospital anymore. Both sides have seized on the hospital's plight as a symbol of the larger war now in its sixth week. For Palestinians, it evokes the suffering of civilians under Israeli bombardment in a besieged enclave. Israel claims, without providing evidence, that Hamas has a command center in and beneath the medical compound, allegations denied by Hamas and hospital staff. This is VOA News. Somali authorities say floods caused by torrential rainfall have killed at least 31 people in various parts of the country. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Since October, floods have displaced nearly 500,000 people and disrupted the lives of over 1.2 million people and have caused extensive damage to civilian infrastructure, notably in southern Somalia, officials said Sunday. The capital, Mogadishu, has been ravaged by downpours that at times swept away vulnerable people, including children and the elderly. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warned last week of a, quote, flood event of a magnitude statistically likely only once in 100 years with significant anticipated humanitarian impacts. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution advanced Monday in Nairobi as most of the world's nations, petrochemical companies and environmentalists and others affected by the pollution gathered to discuss draft language for the first time. It's the third meeting in a condensed five-meeting schedule intended to complete negotiations by the end of the year. Hosting the third session here in Nairobi is significant as the East African country is a global leader in fighting plastic pollution. Many of the players are the same as those at global climate talks, since most plastics are made from petroleum or natural gas. Iceland declared a state of emergency as fears grow for a major volcanic eruption. The decision follows increased seismic activity, indicating the flow of partially melted rock now underneath a fishing community. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The damage on and underground has Icelandic authorities on edge with memories of 2010. Back then, a massive volcanic eruption hurled chunks of rock while spewing smoke and ash. And while that eruption pumped smoke into the skies, it emptied them of air travel, grounding planes on a scale not seen since the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the United States. That ash cloud rose as high as 11,000 meters, and the air travel disruptions between Europe and North America cost an estimated $3 billion through more than 100,000 canceled flights. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A Philippine court has ordered the release on bail of former Senator Leyla de Lima, jailed more than 6 years ago on drug charges she says were fabricated to muzzle her investigation of then-President Rodrigo Duterte's brutal crackdown on illegal drugs. Two other non-bailable drug cases against her have been dismissed. The European Union Parliament, some American lawmakers, and United Nations human rights experts have long demanded the release of Leyla de Lima, who was detained as an opposition senator in February 2017 in what they say was political persecution by Duterte and his allies and a major blow to Philippine democracy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.